Welcome to TWIT for the week of January 22nd. This is Sarah McGann from KPMG's Washington National Tax State and Local Tax Practice. Today we are covering corporate income tax developments in Florida and Massachusetts and the U.S. Supreme Court's denial of certiorari in a case challenging the constitutionality of Washington State's capital gains tax. Several taxpayers have asked the Florida Appeals Court to reverse the dismissal of a case that occurred last year at the request of the Department of Revenue. Recall, in Bill Matrix Corp., the issue was the interpretation of the state's income-producing activity cost of performance rule that applied to the taxpayers' receipts from sales of services. The trial court concluded that under the plain language of the rule, receipts are sourced focusing on the transactions and activities of the taxpayer, not the taxpayer's customers. The court also found that the department's inconsistent interpretation of its own rule likely violated Florida's Taxpayer Bill of Rights. After the decision was released, the department asserted that the taxpayers failed to comply with certain statutory security requirements that, if not adhered to, deprived the court of subject matter jurisdiction over the suit. The court recognized that dismissal would be a harsh result, given that the department did not raise this issue until more than 3 years after the case was filed. Nevertheless, the trial court dismissed the case, and the taxpayers are now challenging that dismissal on various grounds. The Massachusetts Department of Revenue has issued a working draft technical information release addressing the 2023 legislation that requires all financial institutions and business corporations to apportion their income to Massachusetts using the receipts or sales factor only, and revises the method used by financial institutions to source receipts from investment and trading assets and activities. The working draft technical information release confirms that all these changes are effective for tax years beginning on or after January 1, 2025. Under the legislation, the effective date was simply January 1, 2025. Finally, on January 16, 2024, the U.S. Supreme Court denied certiorari in a case challenging the constitutionality of the Washington State capital gains tax, which was upheld last year by the Washington State Supreme Court. Although the U.S. Supreme Court has declined to hear the dispute, the fate of the capital gains tax may be decided by voters, as efforts to repeal the tax via a ballot measure are underway. Thank you for listening to TWIT this week, and stay well.